From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I wonder where the weather gods would throw the extremes, and now we have a good idea with the entrails of Tropical Cyclone Trevor, travelling down the inland portion of the state and blessing the land along its path, and to the east with rain, glorious rain. In areas that have been parched and people despairing for their incomes, this autumnal bath has perhaps come just in time to replenish streams and dams and permit crops to be sown and livestock replaced. The HF radio users, the lower bands have been marked with the crackles and crashes of the storm activity remaining in the north. Nonetheless, there seem to be reasonable openings happening and enough to keep the rig running and eyes peeled to loggers. As one person wrote, there's no sunspot activity, but the bands are opening and you just have to be there. That's always been a feature of this hobby. If you don't key up, you will never find out. One of the much-awaited events occurred this past week in VK3. Assessment packs were received from AMC and the first trials of the new system were run on the same Monday night. There had been more words expended than on an abridged version of War and Peace on the topic of exams and the recommencement, and slowly the deal seems to be coming together. I note that some people are claiming that they are not receiving a response to their applications to become AMC assessors after having filled the role with the WIA. Nonetheless, there is a list of available assessors on the AMC Amateur Radio website, with more names to come. There is some confusion amongst people who are preparing for their licence tests as to whether the new question banks and papers will be vastly different to what they expected under the old regime. As time goes on, many of these questions will be answered. The one issue that is of concern to many is the new requirement for only one person to invigilate ham radio assessments. In this age of needing to hold working with children cards and claims by the Me Too movement, it seems a valid point to protect all parties who will spend an hour or two in a closed environment. Similarly, there seems to be some concern that claims of historical cheating could become a reality under these same circumstances. For these reasons, two assessors were present during the historic process in Victoria. The situation needs some solid thought. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.